Close your eyes and take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. And settle your attention right there to be with the breath all the way in, all the way out, and then the next breath, and then the next. See if you can stick with this one thing. You're developing good qualities in the mind as you do that. You're developing your mindfulness, your ability to keep something in mind, and your alertness, your ability to watch what you're doing, know what you're doing while you're doing it, seeing what results you're getting. And then there's a quality called ardency, which you really try to do this well. You put these three qualities together and you apply them to any task and they're really helpful. But here we're applying them directly to the mind because the mind is the source of all our sorrows and all of our joys. And so you want the joys without the sorrows. So you have to say, what am I doing that's causing pain and suffering? The Buddha once said that the beginning of wisdom is when you ask, what when I do it will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? What when I do it will lead to my long-term harm and suffering? Because everybody knows how to look for pleasures, but for the most part, they're very short-lived. If you're wise, you want to look for something that lives long. And you realize that it's going to come from your actions. That's where the wisdom begins. And the answer to that question, what leads to long-term welfare and happiness, is looking for happiness in a way that doesn't harm anybody. The Buddha recommends starting with three things: generosity, virtue, and the meditation. When you're generous, you benefit in the sense that your mind becomes broader. And of course, the people who receive the fruits of your generosity, they benefit as well. Your mind is more spacious. You have a sense that you have more than enough. You have a lot of people who actually have a lot of things, but they have no sense of more than enough. They have a sense of something's lacking all the time. And that's a very narrow, very poor mind. You want to make your mind wealthy with a sense that you have enough to share. Virtue, of course, is the ability to say no to any impulses you have that you know would be harmful. No killing, no stealing, no illicit sex, no lying, no taking of intoxicants. You can avoid these things, because then you avoid a lot of harm and a lot of trouble. And of course, you benefit, and the people around you benefit too. And then, of course, the meditation. We're working on developing our minds to get past our delusion, to get past our greed, to get past our aversion. And when we can get past these things in our minds are a lot more peaceful. And the people around us don't have to be bothered by all the wild animals that we otherwise would be setting out into the neighborhood. So look for happiness in these three ways: generosity, virtue, meditation. You develop a quality that the Buddha calls bunya. It's sometimes translated as merit, which is an unfortunate translation. It sounds like brownie points, Girl Scout badges. What he means is that you're doing good, and you know it's good all the way through. It's something that's good for you, and it's the kind of food that's good for you and tastes good too. Because there's a sense of well-being that comes with that. You think about doing it, you feel good. You're doing it, you feel good. When you've done it, you feel good. Not like other pleasures in the world, where sometimes you gain the pleasure, but then you lose it, and afterwards all you can think about is how much you miss it. Or if you did anything unskillful to get that pleasure, then you think about the regret. So you want to look for happiness in a way that is good before you do it, after, and during, while you're doing it. At least that's what long-term happiness is. You reflect on it, and there's no harm to anybody. Because you're not harming anybody in your search for happiness, nobody's going to try to take your happiness away. So start being wise. Look for happiness in ways that are harmless. And as you do that, you want to dedicate the goodness that you've done to anybody, they'll be happy to take it. They'll be happy to receive it. Because your goodness is complete, both in terms of your actions and your words and your deeds. So try to just look for happiness in ways that are good all around.